Bava Kama Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel 9:3. Now we talk about responsibilities of a person who is hired to do work, an uman, a craftsman. And the general rule is when you hire someone to do work for you, so they carry responsibility as a shomer sachar, meaning they're like a custodian, someone who's there to watch your stuff, and you're paying them. Therefore, they're responsible for geneva and aveda if it gets lost or stolen. But more than that, if they're working on what you gave them and they cause damage, they'll have to pay for that as well, as a good old-fashioned adam hamazik, causing damage directly is the person who's responsible for his actions. The question then becomes in our Mishnah here, well, how do we calculate that? Because let's say, for example, nasan l'umanin l'saken v'kilkalu. What happens if the employer hires this carpenter? He gives him, you know, $10 worth of wood, and he says, you know, build me a table with the wood. And then the carpenter builds a table. The table, he says, you know, I'm going to charge you $50 to make the table. And then he does that. Now, the table then now is a built table. But, you know, right before he hands it over to the employer, he does one finishing touch. He bangs in one more nail, and boom, the whole thing comes crashing down and falls back to a bunch of, you know, just a bunch of sticks, wood. So now, does the carpenter have to pay for the broken $100 table, or does he just pay like for nothing essentially because he was given, you know, this wood and it's wood again? So the Mishnah's answer is that no, he must chayavan l'shalem. He must pay the damage he caused, meaning he's like an adam mazik. He broke the table with his hammer and therefore he has to pay for it. Which means that the Mishnah here is holding that Ein uman kona b'shevach kli, which means the improvements that are done to the raw materials automatically accrue as part of the property of the employer, the person who hired the worker. It's not the worker's property. The labor is immediately converted to being an asset of the employer. So that means that essentially what happened was when the table's finished being built, it was a $100 table, and when the carpenter did that last bang, he smashed a $100 table which belonged to the employer, and therefore he owes him for the damage he caused. How much damage did he cause? Well, it was worth $100, and now it's worth down to $10 again, so he owes him essentially $90 in damages. But note, of course, that he did his job before that, so he'd have to still, the employer would have to pay for his labor. His labor was $50, so he just sort of netted out. He did $90 damage, you owe him $50 for work, so net-net, says our Mishnah, effectively, that the carpenter would have to pay $40 in damages to the employer. That's the gist here, okay? Lahalacha, it's a big machlokas to the end. If it's the uman, or not the uman, who is kona b'shevach kli, who owns the financial benefits of the improvements before the product is handed over. So this is actually subject to machlokas in the poskim, how it works in real life. Okay, the Mishnah continues and says, Nasan lacharash shida tevo migdal. What happens if a person now doesn't give raw materials, but he gives a finished product? He gives someone like a shida, let's say, is in the bartender here learns it's like a kind of like a box in which a person is carried in, like around town. Other places, it's like just a storage box or something. Tevo is like a chest, like a storage chest, and migdal is like a cupboard. The point is, it's a finished piece of carpentry. And he gives it to the carpenter, l'saken, to repair, v'kilkil, and instead of repairing it, he actually damages it. So then, chayv l'shalem, then the carpenter certainly has to pay for the damage he caused. This really is like a kol v'chomer. No great chiddush here, because of course, if he has to pay for the damages before handing it over, of course he has to pay for the damages that he causes someone which is already a finished product. Okay, the third case, however, is a little different. The third case here is Habanai Shikiba Lav Listor Esakozel. You have here like a builder, and he accepts upon himself a situation of kablanos. Kablanos means he's not being paid by the hour, as a schir would be, or a pole. He is being paid a fixed amount to do a job. And his job is to dismantle a wall. Listor Esakozel, dismantle a wall. And the assumption is that the wall will be dismantled such that like the bricks or stones that make the wall will be reusable. But this guy, v'shiber esavonim, he didn't do a good job of dismantling it, and he broke the stones, so they're not reusable. O shehizik, or he damage the stones. They're not fully broken, but they're like partially broken. The Rambam's girsa is vihizik, which would mean that the stones fell and caused damage to a third party, a passerby, you know, a pedestrian on the street or something. Then chayav l'shalem, in either one or both those cases, either he damages the property of the owner or he also injures the parties, the pedestrians walking by. It's the kablan, it's the banai, the builder who took on this project, who's taking responsibility, who has to make those payments because he takes responsibility as a kablan. Truth is, if he'd be just a worker, a shechir, it might be a little different. He maybe didn't take responsibility to protect pedestrians and so on. But in this case, he is fully responsible. However, hayasosim mitzad zev enough mitzad acher, if he's instructed to take apart, you know, half of the wall, and the other half goes falling down, and it's not his fault, because he did what he was told to do, and there's no reason he should have thought that the other half should fall down, then pater, he'll be exempt from any payments, because he's considered like an onus, meaning he didn't do anything wrong. He acted responsibly, but, you know, accidents happen, and he did what he was supposed to do, and what happened was beyond his control. However, the machmas hamaka, if the reason the other half of the wall fell is because he banged this half of the wall too hard or something and then knocked it down, then of course Chayev, he's responsible because he knocked it over. And he's you know, Adam Amazik, and Adam is Mu'ad Olam if he causes damage. Now, so that's the din here in our Mishnah. I just want to speak it out that not only is that the Kablan is responsible if he's a Poshea, he's negligent and does something irresponsible, like breaking the wall on accident, but also since he's a Shomer Sachar, if he would have done nothing at all, but let's say like the Shita Teva Migdal or whatever got stolen or got lost, similarly, the Uman, the craftsman, the carpenter would have to make restitution because he's responsible to protect and guard and not let it lost, whatever it is, the property that was given to him by the employer.